My first guest in this edition is Bill Beach, director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. On Tuesday's program, we reported that the forecast is worse than we thought for the major entitlement programs of Medicare and Social Security, with the Treasury Secretary announcing that Social Security will start losing money in 2016 and be obsolete 2 decades later. Medicare will be out of money by 2017. And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure entirely.
Let's start with the sickest patient first, and that would be Medicare. It's already losing money hand over fist in the trillions of dollars in debt, I believe. 2017, only 8 years away. Just how dire is this situation?
Well, we are currently putting 34 cents of everybody's public money to support Medicare. It does not solve it even today. That's the first important takeaway. Everybody says, well, Medicare is paying for itself. It's a future problem. No, 34 cents of every dollar comes from the general fund to support the program. It's already broken. But if we wait until the trust fund as such, which are just IOUs, the government's going to have to collect it out of tax revenues, we wait to fix it, then it's going to cost everybody by, say, 2035, about 82 cents on the dollar to keep this system going. It has literally tens of trillions of dollars of unfunded liability. The total amount of taxes necessary to support the program, if it were left on autopilot, would raise the top tax bracket to 88%. But would raise the middle bracket where I am to 63%. I mean, these are unattainable numbers. So what the White House has said, what the think tank community and the Congress have said all day today and yesterday after the report at 2:30, you cannot avoid this problem. It is the great tsunami of public policy. It is headed towards our financial future. It is to ignore it is to commit intergenerational theft because it falls on our children and our grandchildren to pay for it. We must address it. Yesterday's news was grim indeed because the day of reckoning came forward by a full 7 years. Now, part of that is due to the poor economy that we're in. So if we get recovery next year, it'll kind of go out a couple of years, and that's the way these projections do. But that does not in any shape or form change the unfunded liabilities that this terribly broken and important program have for us in the future.
We're talking with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation. And Bill, as you mentioned, there are a variety of ideas on how best to deal with this. Some say it means raising the revenue. As you pointed out, that would mean huge increases in tax rates. Others say we need to scrap it and come up with a more market-based system. Others say you just need to eliminate the fraud. What's the reality here? What's it going to take to make this thing solvent long-term?
There is no amount of fraud big enough to eliminate that would solve the system. So, yes, eliminate the fraud, but that is only going to cut the edge just a little tiny bit. You cannot sustain the current program because that program is, as I already said, already broken, costing us money right now, and will soon eat up everything in sight. So fundamental change has to happen. We believe that Medicare is a program of health insurance very similar to the kind of health insurance that the working age people face and has many of the same kind of problems. We need a Medicare program that allows seniors, those who are getting it, to shop around, to find a doctor, to find a provider, to be aware of the prices that they're paying. You know, this is so surprising. In every other walk of life, in everything we buy, from houses to toothpaste, we know the price. And so if it's too expensive for us, we shop around till we find something we can afford. In Medicare, in health care, in health insurance generally, prices are darn hard for the consumer to see or find. You can go to a hospital and never know what you're paying for anything. If that competition on price helps us get better services at lower costs in the marketplace, let's bring it over into the medical marketplace as well. That's the first thing, and I think everybody agrees that's a good thing. Secondly, I think you have to fix it at the working age level, and then it's going to be easier to fix it at the retirement level. And what do I mean by that? There's too many problems right now with working age health care, all of which stem, in my view, from the fact that health care is provided by your employer through a funny little thing that happened way back in World War II and never should have been, and that is that the employer gets a deduction for giving you health care. And nothing else that we buy do I buy through my employer. I don't buy my car or my house through my employer. Why should I buy my health insurance? You fix working age health insurance, make it more competitive, portable, you can see prices, make patients into customers, and it's going to be easier to fix Medicare. Those two are linked together. Thank goodness President Obama understands that. I don't agree with his approach, but he certainly has the right thing in mind, the right focus on this. You know, if we don't do this, I'm going to come back to this point. If you add Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare together, the three broken things that are so badly broken, and we wait until 2050 to fix them, it will eat up all the revenue and then some that we currently collect, or the percentage of revenue out of the gross domestic product that we're going to collect then. We won't have any money for anything else.
Bill, you mentioned you liked Obama's call for reform, but not necessarily the details of it. He basically says these numbers are a clarion call for basically doing what he would like Congress to approve here by the end of July.
Yes.
Is he right?
Well, it certainly is a clarion call for Congress to act. I mean, we've had Republican and Democrat presidents, it seems, ever since I got the right to vote, which is a long time ago, saying we need to fix health care in this country. I mean, it's about time Congress does it. I do not agree with the president's approach. I think that it would lead us down the wrong way. We need to put customers in control of their own destiny and have government there to provide aid for those who fall through the safety net or who fall into the safety net, and, you know, the provider of last resort, because markets are powerful things. Let's unleash the market in health care so that that can fix that. That is, it has so many other things. But I really do applaud the president for taking it on, and I think that the Congress is going to be serious this time in trying to get the system into better shape. Everybody who's listening to your program, every citizen, needs to hold Congress's feet to the fire. They're the ones who can fix this. If it doesn't fix this time, it's not my fault, it's not your fault, Greg. It's the fault of the 535 members who are serving as our representatives.
Bill, let's move on to Social Security now. It's in slightly better condition, but you mentioned all the IOUs in the Medicare Trust Fund. It's the same deal with Social Security.
Right.
The tipping point's coming in several years, and by the 2037 mark, at least by this projection, it would be out of money. What do you see as the prescription there? Some say you need to raise the ceiling so wealthier folks have to pay more in Social mm-hmm. Security taxes. Others say you raise the age of eligibility so it doesn't kick in until later. And then, of course, in the Bush administration, there was a brief attempt to privatize it a little bit, allowing workers to keep a percentage and invest it how they
right.
see fit. What's the right way to do this?
Well, you've covered the waterfront with the exception of one thing, and I think all those things are on the table. Let's just back up for a second. The trustees yesterday reported that Social Security will go through all of the revenues that are coming in now and be calling due its IOUs in 2016. Now, that's just 7 years from now. I remember doing this interview way back, and I was saying, you know, it's 20 years from now. It's only 7 years from now. Okay, so what can be done? For low and moderate income Americans, let's not make any big change right now. Let's keep it where it is. But one of the things we suggest is this, that you basically take the increase in benefits and make sure they go up no faster than inflation. Now, you'd say, well, that's obvious. Everybody should do that. But right now, they go up on a much faster scale, which is the increase in wages, which always increases faster than inflation. So if you just did that one thing alone, you would solve 60% of the unfunded liability, the financial problem of Social Security. Then, you know, it's a really good thing for young people to have savings accounts for their retirement. Let's encourage them to do that in every way, shape, or form. Is that an add-on to Social Security? Is that inside Social Security through using the payroll tax? Well, let's have that debate. But I think everybody agrees, if you're under 40 or 35, you really need to have your own personal retirement account in addition to your 401, your IRAs, whatever you're doing, that's administered through Social Security. You do a couple of things like that, and don't add to it. Don't add any more liabilities to Social Security by doing new programs. And this is an easier program to fix than Medicare by far.
Bill, just about 60 seconds left here. Do you get the sense, you said there seemed to be a push, at least in principle, for health care reform? What about Social Security? No one seemed really interested in the Bush version of it back in 2005. Yes. Do you sense any urgency on that right now?
Well, I'll tell you, I have been in several meetings in this town, and there is a greater interest in Social Security reform than I have seen for at least 6 years. Even though President Bush led an effort, it wasn't as broadly based as what I'm seeing now. What I see now is an interest in savings and investment. Democrats, particularly inside the Obama administration, saying we need more savings in this country. Well, you know, they're going to get it if they fix Social Security the right way. So I'm very hopeful. It is a solvable problem. Unlike Medicare, you don't have to solve five things before you solve the main thing. And it would be a demonstration that there are, in fact, responsible people inside the Beltway. I know most Americans have their doubts, but there are a few, and we need to demonstrate that work can get done here for the public's good.
Bill, unfortunately, we need to hold it there. Thank you so much, as always, for your insight.
You're welcome.
Bill Beach, Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. This is Dateline Washington.